the sun is shining. Maybe, just maybe, we're getting closer to a little bit of hay fever. I got hay fever for the first time last year. I never had it before. I'm a country boy to the heart. And I grew up in, you know, fields of hay and silage and all that sort of stuff. Never once did I have a worry or a concern about hay fever. But on a day like today, maybe it's the beginning of the hay fever season. Maybe not, but we're getting close to spring and the sun is shining. I want to speak indeed to Claire Nasir, who's off the telly and does the weather, and indeed to Natalie Masters, who's a pharmacist as well. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, do you know, hay fever time, I only got it last year simply because I was cutting trees, cutting branches off trees, and it literally snowed on me. Snowed on, not literally, but the powder seemed like as if it was snowing on me, and I wasn't wearing a face mask, and I got a terrible bout of hay fever. It's a terrible, terrible thing. I'm hoping not to get it this year. First of all, Claire, when do we, you know, get into hay fever season? Are we not a bit early with it?
No, it's about now, actually, Frank. It's the birch and ash tree season at the moment. It peaks in the next week or so, and then we go into grass pollen season. Now, some people suffer more from trees than grass, but if you live in a city, and this is the research we're chatting about today, it's unbelievable. You could actually be suffering with hay fever symptoms even when the pollen count is low.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, because we do it here and we give people information about the pollen level and whether, you know, it's high, low, medium, all that sort of stuff. Is there any point then in telling them?
Well, absolutely there is, because this research has revealed that people are not aware that their hay fever symptoms might be a combination of not only pollen, but also air pollution. So if you live in a city like Belfast and live near a road, or you commute to work and exposed to high levels of pollution during commuter time, along with a pollen count, you could be suffering with those symptoms which normally only dip and dive during sort of high pollen count days. So even when the pollen count is low or moderate, if air pollution levels locally are high, you could be getting quite bad symptoms.
Yeah, it's okay for me talking about a tree that's been thick with pollen being ingested by myself and knowing exactly where I got the powderish substance from. But those people who are suffering regularly with breathing difficulties and have all sorts of allergies and sniffles, it's a terrible time for them.
It really is a terrible time. And even though we're talking about the sunshine, we're all very happy that at last winter is over and temperatures are going to climb through the week with more sun and a lighter breeze. There is a downside to that, Frank, as we know, if we do suffer from hay fever, and that is the fact that pollution levels can rise in the city, and along with that, obviously, the pollen count rises as well, because with less wind, there's less dispersal of these spores and obviously particulates, which means they can build up.
And Natalie, what can be done? You're the lady behind the counter. Are you at Boots, or which of these top pharmacies are you
That's
with? But
right.
You know, what,
yes.
What? You know, if we buy loads of medicinal compounds, do they help or not?
Yes, definitely. We'd recommend pop along and talk to one of the pharmacy team, and we can give you the sort of best advice to help ease and manage your hay fever symptoms. And that can be taking a combination of hay fever and allergy relief tablets alongside a nasal spray to target sneezing, itchy and runny nose. And also we've got a variety of eye drops and eye mist, which will help soothe and relieve irritated and itchy eyes. But also we can give practical tips and advice that can help stop sort of pollen by putting petroleum jelly inside your nostrils can help stopping the pollen stick to the inside of your nose, and simple things like wearing wraparound sunglasses to help protect your eyes from pollen. These can all really help reduce and manage hay fever symptoms.
You see, those are very good points, those last two, because, you know, yes, you want to sell stuff and there's loads across the counter that you can buy, and I'm sure everyone will have their favourite item. We're not suggesting you need to buy six or seven different things or it'll cost you a fortune. But the bottom line is that idea of putting a little bit of Vaseline up your nose, or indeed having the wraparound glasses, this does help get the particulates into the area where they cause the irritation.
That's right, definitely. And alongside that, you can do things like, you know, shower when you come in, particularly if you've been commuting in and out to Belfast, and changing your clothes to wash off pollen, cleaning regularly. All these little things can help just reduce pollen in the household and really stop sort of all this irritation.
Well, we've been reminded that we're getting close to hay fever time. Claire and indeed Natalie, thank you for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Claire from Channel 5 and Natalie from Boots and whichever chemist you choose, you know, give some consideration to it because I got a bad dose of it last year. And I'm hoping that I'm not going to be infected now for the rest of my life by it because the first time ever, see when you grow up in a field full of bales, it does you no harm until you get underneath a good shake of a tree. Oh my goodness, the stuff was literally, as I say, like dandruff. Okay, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning to you. 90-333-105-077-66-105-105. If you have any tips yourself for beating the hay fever, let us know.